Last night, Dirk got a hero's send-off in Dallas, played his last home game. How can James Harden become anywhere near as popular in Houston as Dirk is in Dallas?
Well, it's number one is winning a championship. That's the one simple thing that I think sometimes people don't want to recognize how much it matters.
Like, well, for Dirk, it's meant everything.
Right, of course, it's meant everything. And it's like so that one stamp. It puts a stamp of authenticity on a player and on a team that you just don't have until you win the championship. I look at like different markets, and because I pay attention to Denver a lot. For one, because we know a few people like in Denver media, and then just because I played against them as a team back when they were awesome. Like I've got a certain connection in my mind to Denver, and I look at the way people treat the Broncos and act about the Broncos, and like John Elway, even though John Elway is a horrible GM now, and is like even as people start to really, really, really question John Elway out there, they still absolutely love them and that team, no matter what happens to it. It all goes back to those championships. The Dallas Mavericks, they won that championship, and Dirk Nowitzki obviously was a huge part of it. And he's been there and he's been such a constant. If the Rockets win one single championship, then yeah, he becomes Hakeem Olajuwon. Is he Dirk Nowitzki? Would it be Dirk Nowitzki or Hakeem Olajuwon? What's the more appropriate?
He can't be Hakeem unless he wins two titles. He can't, because Hakeem also played for the Cougars, too. Like, Hakeem's been here for such a long period of time.
But that's what it is. It's the length of time. Like, we're not talking about, is he right now? We're saying if he plays another 10 years for the Rockets and they have one championship, then, yeah, he becomes a mainstay
of
the franchise.
I mean, he's already a mainstay. I just think there is no topping Hakeem. Hakeem was here for the best college basketball team in history in this city, and he was here for the best two teams in the city's history as well, the two title teams. I mean, you can't top him unless somehow James Harden and the Rockets go on a three-peat or something like that, you know?
I'm not saying top him, though. I'm saying become that same match, that mainstay that, like, okay, when he's... See, I don't see that as a huge obstacle whatsoever.
Really?
No.
Well, how is he going to get on the same...
Well, if he plays 20 years for the team and he wins a championship, then, especially because we're talking about, 20 years from now, kids that are 15 years old right now are going to remember James Harden the same way people my age remember Hakeem Olajuwon.
There's going to be some brushback to what Seth said, but I agree with that. All Harden needs to do to match Hakeem and to stand shoulder to shoulder in the history of the franchise, I don't think he needs to win two. I think he only needs to win one. He has to win a championship, but he only needs one.
But that's it?
That's it.
And you have to remember, too, Paul, Hakeem wasn't like universally beloved in this city before he got to the championship team.
That's fair and all, but again, he was on Phi Slamma Jamma. He was on the Rockets. Like, I'm sorry, when is that ever going to happen again, where a guy is successful at the collegiate level in the same city that is successful in the NBA?
Is Dirk regarded with the same level of respect in Dallas as Hakeem Olajuwon is here? Yes. And did Dirk play college basketball in Dallas?
No, obviously. I think that there's something about the word beloved, which Harden hasn't quite reached close to that status, being a beloved athlete in this city, like J.J. Watt is, or like Jose Altuve is. And that's why I asked the initial question at 7 o'clock.
You know what? You can remember him that way, but you shouldn't. You shouldn't remember him that way. And that's fine. And Seth, there's something, a point you just made. You're 100% correct. There's the generational, hey, we forget what people did thing.
Yeah.
Where guys who are my age and younger are going to only remember James Harden, and they're not going to know a whole lot about Hakeem Olajuwon unless they have a very sports savvy dad who is saying, Hakeem would never have missed a free throw at the end of the game last night. Hakeem would have hit that three-point shot, even though that wasn't exactly his forte. To get on that level, it should never happen. It should never, ever happen. I'm sorry. If it does, whatever.
If what gets on what level?
I don't think that ever any.
You're bothered by the idea.
It actually bothers you to think that Harden might at some point become like the
as
same
fondly
level
remembered
of,
as Hakeem Olajuwon.
If he wins one title.
If he only wins one title, yes, 100%.
But here's what this reminds me of: Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Wednesday question. You know, how does Harden reach the level that Dirk is in Dallas based on his send off last night? So this reminds me very much like Jordan versus LeBron. Now, a lot of people will tell you that since LeBron has only won three titles and not six, that LeBron's not as good. But roll with me on this. LeBron James does not have to win six championships to be as great as Michael Jordan. He has to get to a certain level. And whether he has reached that level or not is up to you personally. I think it's usually split half and half. But you don't have to win exactly six championships to reach Michael Jordan's level. Otherwise, you'd be saying Bill Russell was greater than Michael. And almost nobody says that.
That's fine.
Does that
and
make sense?
It does. It does make sense. All I will say is, if someone were to come up to me, and I'm sitting at the bar, and they come up to me, and they're like, you know, man, I really just love James Harden as much as I loved Hakeem Olajuwon. Say James Harden wins that title that you're talking about.
Yes.
I would purposefully take a big gulp and spit it all over the bar and probably get in trouble and get kicked out of the bar. But on my way out, as the security's bringing me out, I'd be like, what? Because that's crazy. I'm sorry. It shouldn't happen that way. Now, to your original question, can James Harden be remembered the same way that Dirk is? I think that there might be something to that, but I would not be able to speak for the love that Dallas has for Dirk. I do think that there's something, and I know he's from Germany, but I do think there's something to the whole fact that he is white playing basketball and in a city which Dallas, I think, is a, from an ethnic standpoint, less diverse than Houston, correct? Like significantly less. I don't know the demographics of Dallas 100%, but I would imagine
that
plays
experience
in.
When I go out, a bunch of basic white girls.
Yeah, just a lot of basics, just a lot of Beckys and such. Like I don't know the demographics of Dallas very well, but I know that it is definitely not as diverse as this city.
I don't know if it's as much him being white as it is.
Come on, it has to be a factor. I mean, I'll admit, growing up in Massachusetts, Larry Bird, a lot of the love of Larry Bird had to do with that side of things. And during that time of basketball between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, there was a big race element between the Celtics and the Lakers, too.
Well, what I was going to say is Dirk has played with one team for 21 years.
Right.
James Harden's not a homegrown guy. The Rockets traded for James Harden in 2012. So this is not somebody they drafted, developed, and he's our own guy, as opposed to Altuve or Bregman or J.J. Watt, the guys who have been with one organization the entire time.
So
ultimately, I don't think that Harden can really reach Dirk's status unless he wins like two or three championships here. Because I just think Dirk is so loved in Dallas, and he's someone who people can have like a, figuratively speaking, like a warm embrace around Dirk. He's that kind of guy. I don't think James is that sort of personality at all.
He's a much more demonstrative flopper than James Harden.
I agree with that.
I always despised him. Yeah. That scowl he put on his face. I'm like, yeah, how could you hit me like that?
Oh.
Yeah,
was that
more
a
French accent?
Yeah, he's French.
He looks more French than German.
It's the hair. You're right. That hair does not seem to be efficient German engineering. It seems more to be French. Oh, I didn't mind.
So Olajuwon didn't win the championship. What is he, like his 10th season when they won the championship?
Yeah,
somewhere 94. Around there. So it was his 10th season. He didn't win the championship, but he was here for 10 years. So with Harden, you know, he's starting to close in on that benchmark. And then imagine if you won a championship and then played seven more years after that. Beloved is much as about personality as it is.
It kind of is,
other
yes.
things. Yeah.
And the personality side of things, okay, Dirk is a little bit more approachable, it seems.
Dirk and Hakeem both thick accents. Maybe the accent is so appealing, like that somehow it gives a certain exotic appeal to
maybe,
it.
Maybe, but I still...
That you just you can embrace that. We're like, Clyde, not quite as embraced as Hakeem. No accent.
Okay, well, all right, so to get to...
I'm pondering a response here in my brain right now.
He's got a Clyde accent. It's not a regional accent as much
first,
as a, like, I'll just echo what you said, Bullard.
to get to the Dirk level, here's the other thing that Dirk did that I don't think James Harden's ever going to be able to do. Dirk Nowitzki beat the Miami Heat, the Big Three, the in their first year,
yes.
LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh Heat team, and that was a upset. I mean, that was a miraculous upset.
Big upset.
I mean, no one saw that coming. I remember hoping it would happen because I could not stand that Heat team, but everyone was shocked by that. I think that the ship has set sail in terms of James Harden pulling off an improbable championship, too, that no one believes in. Because, remember, they were not able to beat the Golden State Warriors this past season, but it was somewhat probable this past year because they had the best record in the NBA.
But wouldn't not to cut you off, but wouldn't beating Golden State this year be more impressive than what Dirk did if the Rockets going to win a championship?
No, because he's got Chris Paul. I mean, he's got Chris Paul. That Dallas team was Jason Kidd, Jason Terry. It's like a bunch of old guys, Sean Marion, around Dirk Nowitzki, where this team does have Chris Paul, the old guy, but I feel like the role players around it a lot better. And I feel like, to finish my point, Mike, had James Harden won a title against the Golden State Warriors when it was just him, like a couple of years back, we're talking about when Golden State was at the height of their powers,
yes.
Then maybe.
Here's my counterargument. There's literally no way to beat this Golden State team if you have one star. No way. None. Zero. Zero. There's no chance.
But people said that about the Heat team.
But here's the difference. They have three. The Warriors have four. The Warriors have four guys. Steph, Durant, Klay, and Draymond. The Heat had three. They had LeBron, Wade, and Bosh. You can beat three with one. You cannot beat four with one. You cannot beat the Warriors with just James Harden. You need to have some other big star to even have a chance to beat this Golden State team.
That's fair, but 3-4 doesn't matter. It was an improbable upset.
And it was.
The improbable upset with James Harden is not coming. That is not happening. It happened in Dallas with Dirk Nowitzki. It's not happening.
I'm not saying that it will happen. What I'm saying is if the Rockets play the Warriors in the second round, which looks more likely right now than it was the last couple of weeks, if they beat the Warriors in the second round, that would be a monumental upset. That would be this is the Warriors with Kevin Durant. That's what we're talking about here. If they beat the Golden State Warriors, that is something that will send shockwaves across the entire sports world.
I think this is the biggest thing. Shockwaves. This would be the biggest obstacle to Harden becoming as beloved as Dirk or Hakeem Olajuwon. One is obviously the championship, which I keep saying, and somehow people on the text line keep trying to make the point that, yeah, he has to win a championship. Yes! He has to win a championship first. Yes! That's what I've been saying this entire damn time. He'd have to win a championship. Two, though, I think that Harden doesn't have the personality that Dirk or Hakeem Olajuwon have. There's a certain appeal to those guys.
He's a little shy. He's a little guarded.
Whether it's shyness or just kind of, I don't know, maybe if people read it as aloofness, he's just not as embraceable as Hakeem or Dirk. And I think that would probably keep him from being right at that level. You know, like Calvin Murphy doesn't have the championship, but he's got the Calvin Murphy personality. Whatever the hell that is. That's a unique personality.
Yes.